In the realm of leadership, there is a skill that stands above all others in its transformative power, the art of giving and receiving feedback. As leaders, we are tasked not only with guiding our teams towards success but also with fostering an environment of continuous improvement and growth. The feedback process serves as the cornerstone of this development, making it essential for every leader to master this art. In this article, we will delve into the significance of feedback, explore the dynamics of giving and receiving it, and provide practical strategies to cultivate a culture of constructive criticism that breeds success. The power of feedback. Feedback is the lifeblood of progress and improvement. It functions as a compass, guiding individuals and teams towards their goals while keeping them on track. By providing valuable insights and constructive suggestions, feedback helps identify blind spots, untapped potential, and areas for improvement. A leader who embraces feedback as a critical tool acknowledges the impact it has on personal and organizational growth. The art of giving feedback. As a leader, providing feedback is not merely about pointing out mistakes or praising successes. It is about finding the right balance between constructive criticism and encouragement. To effectively give feedback, leaders should be specific, avoid vague comments, and offer precise observations about the behavior or performance in question. Specific feedback is easier to understand and act upon. Focus on behavior and impact, separate the individual from the behavior, emphasizing the impact of actions rather than making it personal. Use the SBI model. The Situation Behavior Impact Model is a powerful framework for delivering feedback. Describe the situation, the observed behavior, and its impact on the team or organization. Be timely. Feedback loses its potency when delivered too late. Timely feedback ensures that the experience is still fresh in the recipient's mind, making it more actionable. Offer solutions. While pointing out areas for improvement, provide potential solutions or suggestions to help the individual or team grow and develop. The art of receiving feedback. Leaders must not only give feedback effectively but also receive it with grace and humility. An open and receptive attitude towards feedback fosters a culture of trust and continuous learning. To excel in receiving feedback, leaders should listen actively, give full attention to the feedback provider without interrupting, making assumptions, or becoming defensive. Suspend judgment. Avoid forming immediate opinions about the feedback and take time to reflect on the information provided. Seek clarification. If the feedback is unclear or ambiguous, seek clarification to fully understand the insights being shared. Express gratitude. Demonstrate appreciation for the feedback received, acknowledging the effort taken by the provider to help improve performance. Embrace growth mindset. Adopt a growth mindset, seeing feedback as an opportunity for improvement rather than a threat to one's ego. Creating a feedback-centric culture. To foster a feedback-centric culture within an organization, leaders must actively encourage and support a continuous feedback loop. Implement the following strategies to make feedback an integral part of your team's DNA. Lead by example. Demonstrate the art of giving and receiving feedback in your interactions with team members and peers. Provide training. Offer workshops and training sessions on effective feedback delivery and reception to enhance communication skills. Encourage regular check-ins. Schedule regular feedback sessions to discuss goals, performance, and professional development. Utilize technology. Leverage digital tools and platforms to facilitate anonymous feedback, enabling team members to express their thoughts freely. Recognize efforts. Celebrate instances where feedback has led to remarkable improvements, reinforcing the value of constructive criticism. Conclusion. In conclusion, the art of giving and receiving feedback is an indispensable skill for every leader. By embracing feedback as a powerful instrument for growth, leaders can inspire their teams to reach new heights of success. Through constructive criticism and a growth-oriented mindset, organizations can establish a culture of continuous improvement, ensuring their enduring success in a rapidly evolving world. As we master this art, we create an environment where innovation thrives, and individuals and teams are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. So, let us embark on this journey of feedback mastery, and together, we will reshape the future of leadership and organizational excellence.